Janice Doyle is here with another look at what it says in your morning papers.
It's about time that the world faces this evil empire of Iran. Those words of the President of Israel, Isaac Herzog, about Iran's missile attack on his country give the Irish Daily Mail its lead headline. According to the paper, Israel was reportedly pulled back from the brink of immediate retaliation by US President Joe Biden. The Irish Times highlights Biden's unequivocal condemnation of Iran's attack and his assurance to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of America's ironclad commitment to the security of Israel. The Irish Independence front page photograph is of an Iranian man flashing a victory sign as he holds a large model of a bullet during a protest in Tehran. Inside the paper, there is an alarming photograph of a young woman, casually dressed, walking along a street in Tel Aviv, seen from behind. She is wearing what looks like a semi-automatic weapon dangling on her tracksuit bottoms. In an editorial, The Independent mentions the prospect of an all-out regional war and says that politics, diplomacy and reason are called for. The Times speaks of a dangerous new dynamic and says Israel would do well to show restraint. World prays for restraint, says a front page headline in the Irish Daily Mirror. Another editorial in the Times is devoted to Ukraine and the fact that for 6 months, US Congress Republicans have stalled a vital $60 billion aid package for the country. That Ukraine's beleaguered people should be held hostage to the Republicans' internecine war and the whims of isolationists is a sorry commentary on the state of American politics, says the paper. The Irish Examiner leads with a report that the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, has been urged to rush through legislation that would stop families of the victims of some of the country's worst criminals from being put through traumatic parole hearings for at least 20 years. In the Times, Freya McClements celebrates the career of Noel Doran, who stood down last week after 25 years as editor of the Irish News. He was the longest-serving newspaper editor in these islands. The paper has given voice to the nationalist North, McClements writes, but has also been a voice. Our line has always been, there were always options. Every killing was not just wrong, but cruel, and capable of causing bitterness and grief, says Doran. The Irish News leads this morning with a report that a man left fighting for his life after being shot in County Down on Friday night was the target of a violent attack last year, in which three innocent people were left shaken in a case of mistaken identity. Cunla Young has that story. Reporting on the Fianna Fáil Ardhéis at the weekend, Fionnán Sheehan in The Independent writes that the intriguing speech of the event was that of the Minister for Finance, Michael McGrath. Taking a leaf out of the Simon Harris book, he highlighted his own humble background. It was far from the merchant princes of Cork he was reared, says Sheehan. This was not a speech by a fella intending to head off to Brussels, and Sheehan reckons that when a vacancy arises for the party leadership, McGrath won't get caught out like Pascal Donoghue of Fine Gael. In other Fianna Fáil news, the Examiner reports that the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern has cast doubt over Fine Gael's insistence that it won't enter government with Sinn Féin. He told the paper that people should take with a grain of salt what is said ahead of the general election. Mr. Ahern himself hasn't ruled out running for the presidency. He told Elaine Loughlin that he loves walking around the Phoenix Park. I love the Oris, it's a lovely building, but there are no vacancies up there for a long time. But he said, I never rule anything in or out. I'm too long around to know that.
John, thank you.